Well, Tommy, what did you think your first opportunity to watch Indiana Jones last night?
I liked it, Griggs. I liked it. You know what? I wasn't doubting it or anything like that. I know it was a classic, and for whatever reason, I hadn't seen it. Connor was in the same boat as me. And listen, kudos to all the people that voted. And we got texts and we got tweets coming at us yesterday mocking us. I get it. I understand. I'm sorry I didn't watch it for the first 34 years of my life. But last night I enjoyed it. The ending was a bit cheesy. And listen, I know that was early 80s special effects and all that, but it was a good movie. Harrison Ford, great. And I enjoyed it thoroughly, Griggs. And I'm not hooked on Indiana Jones, but I respect it that much more today as opposed to this time yesterday.
Okay, good. Well, and I know that, you know, like Strutty, you're a real Lance Romance type of guy, so I'm sure you can't wait for Friday night when it is our rom-com night, and Strutty is coming up with all four options, and then we will vote on them. We'll put them up on our Facebook page as well as on Twitter. And we do know for sure Notting Hill, that's Strutty's favorite rom-com of all time. I'm not sure it's going to win, but it's one of his favorites. Do you have any others that you hope make the list of the top four?
Hey, I'll say this, Greggs. Nobody puts Strutty in the corner. Hey, you can't do that to the Night Train.
Yeah, well, no, he likes it, though. This is, trust me, he is so excited about this. I don't think he's going to sleep tonight. He's done more research on rom-com movies than I think he's done on any guests we've had on the show.
Well, we better see Dirty Dancing on that list. I can remember my mom cranking that theme to it, the song from the soundtrack. The one where they have the big dance, late 80s, early 90s, and she would just pump up the jam on that. What was the song called? I can't even remember. The one where he lifts her into his arms, but that's
Time
what
of
I
Our Life?
Yeah, Time of Our Life. What a beautiful song. So there you go, Greg. That's my recommendation to Strutty, and if he takes it, so be it. If he doesn't, you know, I'll live. I'll be fine. I'll watch whatever he wants to watch.
All right, there you go. Yeah. The NHL today announced that they are postponing the combine. No surprise. They're postponing the draft as well as the awards show. The draft postponement doesn't surprise me. I said this last week. It's got to happen because the only way the draft would be on time is if the NHL announced that the season was over and you know, they have draft lotteries. I think the announcement of delaying the draft means they're still trying. They still are holding out hope that they can get a playoff season done this summer.
Well, yeah, and then you hear yesterday from our colleague Frank Saravalli saying that they're looking into dates in August for building availabilities, and then you hear Frank say that, you know, the NHL could miss out on upwards of over $1 billion if these games aren't played or a chunk of these games aren't played. So, Greg, it's totally understandable that they take these measures and then they postpone these, what are basically novelties of the National Hockey League. Certainly the awards are that. And absolutely, I know the combine has some merit to it. I think more so now, you know, the physical testing, we see all these prospects dropping out of the physical testing. They're more so there for the interview process. And so, yeah, it's a bit for show. And then obviously the draft is an essential part of the National Hockey League, but the way it's done on a grandiose scale, it is a bit of a novelty. It could be done on a much smaller scale. We saw that in 05 after the lockout wiped out the entire season. So this is just common sense moves by the National Hockey League, and timelines are sliding. We're going to have to adjust on the fly here, and no surprise, really. But you can really sense, that's what I'm getting out of this, Greg, you can really sense a desperation or an extreme willingness to find some sort of resolution from the National Hockey League, from the players, and the PA, obviously, to at least get some semblance of a season in or a postseason to try to recoup some of this revenue because and you know, bring some integrity to the Stanley Cup, as Gary Bettman calls it. That's what I'm seeing from the National Hockey League because, you know, it is in part driven by gate revenue. I know the TV deals and the sponsorships more so now than it was in years past help, but gates are a big part of the National Hockey League more so than the other North American pro sports leagues, especially the major four.
Tom Cazzola joins us. It will be very interesting to see kind of, you know, what plays out on it. The WHL today also announced that for the first time ever, exceptional status for a young player, Bedard. I was talking to Strutty about it. What do you make of it? Like, there's very few that have had it. Five in the Ontario League, one in the Quebec League, and now this is the first one in the Western Hockey League. What do you make of exceptional status?
Well, the one thing I'm kind of glad to see, Greg's, honestly, is how hard it is to receive this exceptional status. Because, listen, these are 15-year-old kids, and they're going up against some of these guys are 20 years old by the time they're finishing up their major junior careers. And you throw a 15-year-old in against a 20-year-old kid, and especially if he's not that big, if he gets hit the wrong way or if something happens to him, it could totally ruin his entire future if he wants a pro career. So I kind of like the fact that it is so hard to receive exceptional player status going into major junior. Listen, I know how talented some kids are. You know what? For the most part, I have to say the talent in hockey is incredible now, and the skill level, the ability to skate now is fantastic. It totally quashes, you know, 20 years ago when the Wild and the Blue Jackets were coming into the league and people were complaining that it's going to water down the talent level. That's not even something that we scratch our noses or even think about right now, because how good hockey players in general have become. But it just shows you how really good these players have to be to actually attain that status. And I'm glad it's that way. It's, again, for the protection of the player, because you throw a 15-year-old into the mix against 20-year-olds, Greg's, that could be a recipe for disaster in a hurry.
Oh, massively. I'm still not sold that you know the pros outweigh the cons in doing it. To be honest, the need to want to rush everybody. I don't see why he can test. Like, playing at 16 is really hard for the vast majority of players, right? So why do you need to play any sooner? But we'll see. I wish him all the best. I'm not a big believer in it.
And I'm with you, and I just want to add something to it. I really do think that, listen, I'm not saying that these kids aren't special and don't deserve to be playing there, but I think some of it, too, comes with, I think, trying to be a bit of a showman and showboating a little bit and look at me. And it's not necessarily the kid. I think sometimes it comes from parents. We know how crazy hockey parents can be, and I think there's an element to that. To say, hey, look how good this kid is. He's going to the NHL. He's only 15. He's exceptional. And I think we need to, you know, give our heads a shake every now and then and be like, listen, don't do this to the kid, because you don't want them to be injured or ruin their potential career that could be something amazing for the entire family. So I do think there is some ego involved in it. And listen, it's not. I'm not generalizing here. I'm not saying it's everybody, but I think there are a select few special parents out there. We all know them. We've seen them growing up, and there is some ego involved in it. That's why I think you see that sometimes.
Hmm. Yeah, well,
that's
we'll
just my take, Greg.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I'm not a big believer in it. My own personal opinion on it. I don't think, like, you know, what the greatest player so far of the 2000s, because his career is longer, Sidney Crosby. He didn't do it. Right. So you just, I'm like, it doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt you. There's no, oh, geez, he can't play in the WHL at 15. Suddenly, it's going to ruin his development. Well, there's a laundry list, like thousands and thousands of players that say that you don't need it. So I don't really understand why you would we'd want to do it, but that's just me. Tommy, we will talk to you tomorrow as Strutty unveils the big decision on which four will be up for vote for rom-com in our TSN Movie Watch, 1260 Movie Watch Party on Friday night.
Cannot wait, Greg. Looking forward to it.